Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear, and we're going to do some thinking and some more thinking today. We're going to start with alcoholism, and it's probably not going to be what you're thinking. And then we're going to get into something that I really enjoyed last week that I would talk about that I've done that you could do for probably a few bucks to actually build some real strength. So before we get started, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. They have pretty much anything you'd want in trapping. They've got all kind of stuff. They've got all kind of stuff for fishing and hunting. They also have a lot for predator calls. They got cool deals on predator calls. He's making the Sleepy Creek stretchers now and the setters, which are the best setters that you can lay your hands on. But this good people to deal with, Alan and his helper, Alan, both do tremendous jobs in that business. So if you're looking for someone you can trust and you want to support, Funky Trap Tags and Supplies is it, because if you enjoy these shows, they support this. All right. When we look around the world today, it seems like it's totally unhinged. And it seems, because the perception that we have, that people are totally out of control in America. And in a lot of ways they are, and a lot of people are. But all of this craziness we see seems to be in the spotlight, all the news, so our perception is much more. Now, right now, we have what I would definitely consider a socialistic-leaning government. Biden's talking about taking over the oil industry, which is what happened to Venezuela, which was, I think they were in the top 10 richest countries in the world. Now, the median income for the average person in Venezuela is zero. That's not a mistake. It is zero. That's how bad it is in Venezuela. I guess because you can't go in the negative is the reason the statistics show zero. So from the, you know, one of the top 10 richest countries in the world because of natural resources to the actual median income for that country is zero. That's how bad Venezuela is. And what makes that so bad? It's not the government takes over the oil and they do what they always do. They put a bunch of morons and they turn it political and they start doing all the kickbacks and they get away from capitalism and they destroy the industry because it can't run the way the government runs because it is a business. It costs money to produce and you need to sell it for more than you get or you no longer have a viable business. Government does not understand that. And they promise to take care of people, like Biden's talking about, you know, sending out checks for gas money because gas prices are so high. I mean, we're definitely leaning that way. And, you know, they're trying to figure out ways to curtail gun rights, which all socialist countries do, because they realize eventually it's going to get so bad that the people, if they have weapons, can stand up. So it's very socialistic. But all of that is bad. I mean, I think anybody that's rational, logical, not being political, not looking at it from, you know, utopia that never has been of socialism or communism, you can look at what history has done with all the murder of its own citizens, all the starvation, all of this negative stuff, and go, it's probably not what we want to be in. But I'm going to tell you something from a human point of view, why it is so bad. For men and women, but mostly for men in this regard, it destroys the man's innate drive to build, conquer, and explore. Because in a socialist country, You don't have like we have right now where you can go start a business. You'll start a second business. Start online, a brick and mortar. you can't go out and buy a piece of land and then get some equipment and put roads on it and make it really nice and sell it as a development. That doesn't happen in socialistic countries because the government, it's all through the government. So the individual man does not have the opportunity. And when you take building, exploring, and conquering away from a man, there's not a whole lot left. You end up with very miserable people. You end up with men that don't really know the role. You have men that have no ambition, which goes against the innate drive of a man to begin with. And everything seems hopeless because you're going up against a wall that the government puts up there because they say they're taking care of you, but you know that they're not. Now, on the other hand, this is called Man Strong, but for women, let's be clear, women are more interested in people. People, guys are more interested in things. And that's a fact. You can go to any psychology book, it's pretty clear. But when women are in situations where their innate drive gets screwed up, now it starts coming to a lot of frivolous stuff, like they want to be a man. They want to pretend that they're a man. They want to be in control of everything. They want to be aggressive like a man should be. Because their innate role is so screwed up, when socialism and other things, which we're going to talk about in America, but when you get people out of what their just natural state is, they're going to go to drugs, sex, really risky, stupid things, alcohol, addictions of all kinds. It could be people that absolutely addicted to fitness, are addicted to shoving junk in their face till they weigh 950 pounds. Something usually in that is out of whack. When things get really so far out of whack. So when it comes to men, and you look at countries that are the most socialist, which basically communism is socialism on steroids, you look at Russia. Russia has the highest percentage of alcoholism, where people are alcoholics, than any other country in the world. And when you look around Russia, people that also are in that same style of communism and socialism, Hungary, Lithuania, Estonia, I'm just going down a list here. See, Thailand's on here, which I find unusual. Kyrgyzstan, Ukraine. See, a lot of these countries are very socialistic in nature. Venezuela, Brazil, China. Is there any doubt why people are drinking in China? But it's because we, as men, need to have ambition. And if you're a non-ambitious man, I promise you, you are not living up to any potential that you should. You may say you're not because the world has beat you down, your wife has beat you down, your schooling has beat you down, probably your church has beat you down, and a lot of other things have beat you down to where you just throw your hands up and don't care. So you just go, F it, I ain't doing nothing that I don't have to do. But that's gonna lead to just like Russia, where it's either gonna be massive drug addiction or massive alcohol addiction, or some other kind of addiction, because you're trying to fill a void. This is no, like I used to be floored when I would hear grown men 30 years old playing games till 4 in the morning while they lived at home and had a crappy job. And it was when I was, you know, like in the Army, that was a strange thing. Now, we didn't have the games that you have today. But over time, grown men get into what kind of games? Aggressive, combat, adrenaline, conquering. That's the type of games most men get into, and they get into them hard. Why? Because they're not being a man in their real life. Now, if you play games and you get offended by that, please hear me out. The reason those games are so addicted, especially to beta males, especially to weaker males, to less aggressive males, is that is the only way in the modern world, and for some guys that are actually want to be aggressive and want to be conquerors and builders, that in the modern world that you can have. It's like you can disconnect from everybody telling you that you've got toxic masculinity and all this, and you can go into the virtual world and you can be a man. You can fight, you can think, you can conquer, I understand why people get addicted to that, especially males. I get it. You're race car driving, you're flying jets, you're blowing stuff up, especially with the virtual reality, the surround sound, you got suits now that you can feel everything. Yeah, absolutely. You're trying to feel something in a fake world that you're not doing in the real world. And when I talk to most people that are really into gaming, I hear stuff like anxiety and depression and bipolar and taking lots of medications, because it's not real. It is not real. So in America, we're number 46 in the world in alcoholism, which I'm kind of surprised it's not more than that, to be honest with you. Now, when you look at women in America, alcoholism is higher than it is in males. Now in Russia, they still outrank America in as far as alcoholism with females also, because you know that there could be someone knocking on your door and taking your husband or your kids at any moment. You know, even if you're hungry, you can work all you want in a socialistic society and you're not going to get ahead. You know you're not going to get a better house. You know you're going to have a crappy car unless you're going to get into crime. So women can't really do what they want to do in Russia and build a good nest for their family. So they go to the bottle. Now, in America, since more women are alcoholics by statistics than men, why would that be? Just think about it. Now, if men get on video games because in real life, most of them are beta males that don't actually do anything, they would not stand up to another human being. Now, they'll smart off because they know today there's no consequences for that. They'll get online and they'll have arguments and tell people that they're stupid and they're going to do this and all that. But they're not really going to, because they're big wusses. They get in drugs, depression, have anxiety because they think they can't get ahead in America because that's what college teaches them. So they get depressed, they go to some type of thing. Okay, that's men. What about women? Look around at a modern woman today and tell me if that's the nature of women. Right now we have Roe versus Wade. All these protests going on in all these liberal cities, which cracks me up because as far as I'm concerned, if I woke up tomorrow and they told me that the entire city of New York was burned down, I'd go, yep, that sounds about like it should be. Chicago, burnt to the ground. LA, burnt to the ground. All these other cities that all these liberals are not going to have anything to do with their abortion, but they're just mad to be mad. And they burn them down. I personally don't care. Burn them. They're a scourge on America anyway. But go look at videos on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook. Look at the videos of the women that are protesting Roe versus Wade, which does not get rid of abortion. And a lot of these girls, women, whatever you want to call them, and guys, are too stupid to actually know what the Supreme Court did. That they're out protesting and they're burning down their own place. You don't see a lot of that on the news, guys. You're going to have to go look that up. And it's kind of horrific. There was a protester that was shooting a flamethrower at police officers. You think that would be on the news, but it's not. But women care more about people. They also care more about children. It's their nature, mothering. That's where that term comes from, mothering. The father is normally a bigger disciplinarian, does not let the kids get away with as much, tries to teach their boy to be a man, which a woman has a very hard time doing something because it goes against her nature. That's why single mothers have, statistically, kids that are going to be in way more trouble and do worse in life. Not everybody, but for the most part. Because if you don't have a man, once a child gets a certain age, it goes haywire. Animals do the same thing. Go look at elephants. You don't have male elephants with young male elephants. The younger male elephants start killing the mothers and destroying stuff. And then the male elephants come in and that crap gets knocked off immediately. It's not just people. It's just the way the world is. And if you're a woman and you hear that and you get mad, sorry. But women today are told that they should be like a man, and they're not. They should try to be aggressive like a man, which for the most part, even though a lot of women are aggressive because they think it's the right thing to do now, and I put that in quotations, it's not real. And they know if they're aggressive with a man that decides to, he could bitch slap her and break her jaw and go eat a sandwich. And you know what the woman can do about it? Feel the pain. So it's not the same. They just get away with a whole lot more because there's still enough chivalry in men, which is going away because of women, that men don't haul back when someone is just going ape crap on them and trying to hit them, which is hilarious looking. And they just don't reach back and pop that nose like they would another man. So it gives a woman a false impression that she's a badass. They want to have careers. I think that's fine if a woman has to have a career. But does anybody really want to go work? In a job, get up every day, buy clothes just for the job, go through the commutes, all that. Does that sound like a winner to anybody? No. If you ever read Bastiat from the 1700s, he'll tell you work is pain. No one likes pain. unless you hear some weird, freaky stuff. Nobody likes pain. Work is pain. Because to succeed in business, you have to be aggressive, you have to conquer, and you have to have the mindset that you're willing to have confrontations because of customers, wholesalers, distributors, government, all this stuff. You have to, or you won't be in business very long. I'm not saying you be a dick about stuff, but you got to stand up, or people will roll you over in business, because they're going to do it because they realize they need to. And if you don't, you're going to lose that battle. So women have to act like men. They think there's a manly when it comes to aggression, but down deep, they know they're not. They know they're not. Because if a country ever comes into these borders, all these, you know, badass feminists are going to be hunting a man for protection. No matter what they say right now, that's what happens. They're taught from an early age that now that men are bad, men are toxic, the patriarchy, the men are keeping them down. It's all a head game, just like the Democrats do with the black people against the white people and the Republicans. It's the same thing. They just change the verbiage a little bit. But what's interesting with highly successful professional women, most of them drop out of the workforce in their 40s because they're alcoholic, they're miserable, they're on all kind of depression and anxiety medications because they're not being true to their nature. So why am I bringing all this up? You have to be true to your nature. Now, I'm not going to preach to women what women need to be because, for one, that's not what the show's about. And two, I'm not a woman. I don't quite, you know, if you want to understand a woman, here's how to, if you can explain this to me, guys, to me as a man, I'll understand women. What does the color of the number 7 smell like? To a man, that's how strange a woman is to try to come up with a definition of what they feel and think, because it is not like us. So if you want to not go down the road of antidepressants and anxiety medication and drinking to numb something inside of you that you can't figure out, or getting on harder drugs, or getting addicted to porn or some type of other outlet, whatever that may be, you have to be true to your nature. You need to build stuff. You need to conquer stuff, and you need to explore. If you're not doing those things as a man, you are hurting yourself because you're going against your nature. And that's as ingrained as much as you're going to get a little woody if you see a beautiful naked woman. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to try. You can try not to. But you're going to get a reaction because it's in the nature of a male. A woman, on the other hand, she didn't really care that much about a guy. She's looking for security. She's looking for resources. She's looking for someone that'll listen to her, someone that'll be emotionally there when she needs them to be, to listen to all her stories, even though they seem to never have an ending or a finish. That's what she's looking for. And men are not. I personally think that's where all this LGBTQ crap has come from. And I don't mean that someone that is gay because they're attracted to a male. I'm talking about all the other stuff. All the political, aggressive, thinking that you need to start whacking off wieners of 7-year-olds because someone said maybe you're a girl. All that type stuff. It's because people are out of whack with their nature. Now, am I saying that all men need to be highly successful business owners? No. Just like I'm not saying all women need to be housewives. But that's a role that fits our natures better than anything else. So if you're on any type of addictions, I'm talking real addictions, it's probably going to boil down to something that you're out of whack on your nature. If you're... I'm not going to say that. But just think about it. And part of the reason that our country is so just sporadically insane right now, I believe, is because most guys are not real men, and most women aren't acting in their true nature of being a woman. And guys, politics can be an addiction just like alcohol. Being mad at the government every single day can be an addiction just like alcohol. Thinking that every man you meet is toxic is the same addiction as alcohol. But there's a reason all those stuff, type of things are going on. It's insanity. Because people, I think, are screaming out in a way that they don't understand, to try to get back on center keel to be able to have a rational life that they enjoy. Just like the professional women that fall out of the workforce because it over the years it just tears them apart. Now there's outliers, but it's because they're tired of pretending to be a man. And you can only pretend so long. And a lot of guys that pretend to be alpha males are sheepdogs, in quotation marks, or wolves, or whatever the new phrase is on social media lately. And they know they're not because they're afraid of confrontation. They know they're mentally and physically weak. They act more like girls during confrontation. They gossip around like girls do. You get all of this passive aggression, not real aggression, not positive aggression to run a business, but this passive aggressive weakness that our country is like just overflowing with right now. I think it's because guys aren't being guys and girls aren't being girls. I want to switch topics. This won't take very long. But last week, I did nothing but strongman stuff. Nothing but strongman stuff. 4 days. Took 3 days off in between. So every other day. And I've never done pure strongman stuff for a week. That was different. And from a muscle point of view, I'm not sure I wouldn't gain more muscle if I just did strongman stuff. But I did something for squats that I want to share with you, because it's something you can do with an old duffel bag and a couple of heavy trash bags and some dirt or sand, rocks, whatever you want to do. Sand's cheap. You can go get it at somewhere that sells it by the ton and, you know, just get what you think you need. But I've got a, let me see here. I've got an Iron Man catalog right here. I've got an Iron Man sandbag that's got 175 pounds in it, and it's indestructible because everything that I do with it. Let's see. See, the large is $59. I mean, I drag it across concrete, I'm throwing it on concrete, I'm doing all that. A duffel bag is going to come apart quicker than that, but you can replace it pretty cheap. Anyway, it's awkward. You don't have perfect hand placement on a bar. You don't have balanced weights. And the main thing is, it's awkward. So I was doing different things, but with the squat, and I did, for the Monday, I did box squats, sets of three. I think I did 10 sets, pretty quick. Not that heavy. I was using some bands, explosive work. And then when I did legs later in the week, which was probably Thursday, I just used 175-pound sandbag. Now, depending on where your strength level is, that could seem very light or could seem very heavy. That's irrelevant. But when I squat with a safety squat bar, or if I get on a machine in a gym, everything is way more stabilized. And I can do a lot more weight with a safety, a squat than 175 pounds. And I could do more with the sand. But I was doing reps, I think, of six. So not high reps, trying to be very explosive. And I would just pick the bag up, which in by itself is an exercise that uses everything from your lower back, your lats, your upper back, your traps, your neck, your fingers, your forearms, your bicep, your glutes, your hamstrings, and one of these squats even seems to tax your calves. All I did was put it on my right shoulder, knock out six sets, throw it back on the ground, lift it up, put it on my left shoulder, did six reps, throw it back on the ground, take a little break, repeat four times. And then I'm like, I'm going to do this like a pregnant woman. And I can tell you, if a pregnant woman's kid weighed 175 pounds, I don't think they could get out of a chair. So I pick the sandbag up, I pull it against my chest and my stomach, which again is using massive amount of muscle, and it's awkward. And your obliques are firing, everything's a firing, and now you're using quads and hamstrings and glutes and everything to squat. But with that on the front of my body, that was a brutal squat with 175 pounds. I mean, it was brutal. And in a weird sadistic way, I liked it. Now, with sandbags, which we've talked about before, there's very few things you can't do with a sandbag. A lot of times I use it for you build muscle, but it's more for to be where I can breathe if I'm under load. So if you lay the sandbag down and you pick it up, you roll it up your chest and you flip it over your back off one shoulder, turn around, pick it up, roll it up your body, flip it over the other. 175 pounds, you do that 10 times. Take a break, do it off the other shoulder, do that a couple of times. You know you've done something and you will feel it the next day. That's a very simple thing that anybody can do. The other thing I like doing with a sandbag, because I've got only 175 pounds in it, I've got it taped up so it's somewhat like a ball. It's not super tight because sand's always shifting. But I can get in a push-up position and have my arm out in front of me and grab that handle and pull that back to my waist. And then I will back up and I will repeat that process. Tremendous back exercise. I can pull it from side to side from a push-up position. I'm using stabilizers. I'm using all this type stuff. A lot of people will go, I can't afford to go to a gym. A lot of people will go, I can't afford to buy equipment. Because I'll be honest, my gym that I've built is not cheap. I've got a very high-end squat rack, which I'm glad I got. I've got a belt squat. I got reverse hypers. I've got a bunch of dumbbells. I finally went and got those power block things that you can, like, one set, you can make it way different things. I've got one that goes up to 90. I'm going to have to go up to 120. That would have been saved me a lot of money from the beginning. Then you get a barbell set. I got my original one was at Dick's for $200 and some, and it was 310 pounds, I think. And I've had to buy extra plates and different things. That's expensive. A sandbag, $60, $20 worth of sand. Dude, you can crush a workout. One of the things that I like to do with that sandbag is, again, like I'm a pregnant woman, pull that thing up and hold it against my top of my stomach and just walk about 50 yards. Drop it, catch your breath, pick it up, walk back. You can lay on the ground and press it. If you had lighter sandbags, you could curl it. You can do it's really awkward, but it's almost like tricep extensions laying on the floor. There's nothing that you can't do with sandbags. Here's why I like doing awkward stuff. Like now when I do farmer's walks, I only use one arm. Everything has got to stay tight, core and everything like that, because you're gonna fall over. You know, you put 205 pounds in one hand and just walk with it, you wanna roll over to that side. So you gotta fight that, plus your grip strength and everything else. Awkward. If you can't afford a sandbag or a duffel bag with some trash bags in it, go somewhere where there's rocks. Just buy some rocks. You can do everything we just said with rocks. You don't have to be super fancy with this stuff. And I think I'm coming to the conclusion less fancy is better. But why is this important? Well, in life, very few things are perfectly balanced like a barbell. Hay bales are not. Picking up trailers to put them on the hitch are not. Couches are not. Picking your wife up and throwing her on her bed, not. Everything is awkward. And that's a totally different style of lifting. Like when you look at like real bodybuilders, the big juiced out of their head bodybuilders. That is so impractical in life that it doesn't even make sense. Some of those guys can't tie their own shoes. They can barely wipe their own butt on the toilet. Watching one of them take a t-shirt off, it could be a 2-minute exercise because they just can't move their arms. If they do anything quick, muscle starts popping off. I mean, like off ligaments. They're very slow. They're very fast and very controlled, smooth, balanced movements. But I was watching a video the other day on TikTok, and this great big guy was bullying a smaller guy. And the bigger guy was just being a peckerhead. You know, I don't have the full context of the video, but he was just being a bully. He was bigger. He thought the guy wouldn't do anything back. Apparently, he was trying to hit him. He couldn't throw a punch. I mean, he wasn't a big bodybuilder. He's just a much bigger guy. You know, he looked pretty much like he was swinging like a girl, but he was much bigger. The guy stepped back 3 or 4 times with his hands up. And every time he stepped back, that gave the bully more courage because he was backing up. He wasn't feeling any pain. He was getting no consequences for his action. And there was probably a 70-pound difference between these two guys. It looked like it was college, but I'm not quite sure. And the next time the big guy came at the other guy, saying he's going to F him up and all this stuff, he shot in, and if you've ever wrestled, you'll know what I'm talking about. He lowered one leg towards the ground, grabbed him up against his shoulder with his crotch, lifted the bigger guy up, and body slammed him. Fight was over. And I mean over. Because he did it on asphalt. Now, the bigger guy got exactly what he deserved. How could the smaller guy do that? Well, one, he looked like he was probably a wrestler or has wrestled in the past. Could have been in, he might have done jiu-jitsu. I'm not sure. Not a lot of context. But for a guy to pick up another human being, which is awkward, and be able to stand up, throw his hips, twist, and body slam another human being that's fighting back, that's a different type of strength than barbell training. Just like going out in the morning when it's cold and you're too lazy to take your four-wheeler off the trailer because you're in a hurry and you reach down and basically deadlift your trailer and put it on the ball of your truck. You're in weird positions, kind of like that. That's why it's important.